It's their only debate. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. In a race for one of the four Senate seats, Fox considers toss-ups.
It didn't take long in Tuesday's Pennsylvania Senate debate for what Democratic candidate John Fetterman called the elephant in the room to come up.
I had a stroke. He's never let me forget that.
When pressed to release his full medical records later in the debate, Fetterman was noncommittal.
Fox's Sean Langell. Fetterman and Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz sparred on News Nation over crime and inflation and fracking and abortion. Oz is pro-life and wants states to decide limits.
I don't want the federal government involved with that at all.
I support on Roe v. Wade. That was the law of the land for 50 years. He celebrated when it fell down.
There were also debates in Michigan and New York where Republicans are trying to unseat Democratic governors. In New York, GOP Congressman Lee Zeldin said on Spectrum News, New York won.
I believe that that mandate was wrong and that everyone who has been fired should be offered their jobs back with back pay.
Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul told him.
You and Donald Trump were the masterful COVID deniers. We are dealing with a real crisis. And the more people get vaccinated, get those shots in arms. And I would do it all over again what I did last year, that mandate for health care workers.
In a court fight against mandates.
A New York State Supreme Court justice has ruled that a group of sanitation workers who lost their jobs because they refused to comply with New York City's COVID-19 vaccine mandate should be rehired.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. New York City is appealing that. A Wisconsin jury will continue deliberating this morning. The case against Daryl Brooks, accused of killing six people, injuring 60 more.
He never stopped. Never.
Prosecutor Sue Opper called last year's Christmas parade attack in Waukesha.
An intentional act by Daryl Brooks and an act of utter disregard for human life.
Describing to jurors the sounds of horror as Daryl Brooks' red SUV plowed through men, women, and children, their bodies flying out of their shoes into the air.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Brooks told the jury he's a lot of things, but he's not a murderer. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Police are searching for a gunman in Greensboro, North Carolina, the morning after a shooting that left two people dead, four hospitalized near the North Carolina A&T campus, prompting alerts to be sent to students to avoid that area that has a lot of off-campus housing. There's an update on Monday's school shooting in South St. Louis, Missouri, where classes are canceled the rest of the week until kids return remotely next week.
When Orlando Harris entered Central Visual and Performing Arts High School and opened fire,
he came into the building with more than 600 rounds of ammunition.
Interim Police Chief Lieutenant Colonel Michael Sack added writings were found in the car Harris drove detailing his intent. In it, he said Harris wrote about having no friends, family, or social life, concluding,
"This was the perfect storm for a mass shooter." End quote.
Harris killed an adult and a teenager and wounded several others before he was killed by officers. The investigation is ongoing with the ATF's help into how Harris got the AR-15 he used. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
President Biden rolled up his sleeve, got a jab of the new COVID booster aimed at helping protect against Omicron variants. He's also urging more Americans to get the shot. White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says,
"This new vaccine should provide the best protection possible against sickness and against serious illness this winter."
Today, President Biden will welcome Israeli President Isaac Herzog.
President Herzog says he plans to speak with the president, administration members, and congressional lawmakers to discuss Middle East diplomacy, a gas deal with Lebanon, climate change, and tensions with Iran, which Herzog calls the, quote, Iranian threat,
which is destabilizing not only the Middle East, but the entire world, requiring a firm and united stand against it.
In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down the morning after more big gains. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.